No, they've been circulating some curriculum vitae of some people that are strange to us, and we have not really taken that seriously. We still recognize Chikane as the legitimate monitor because he was appointed at the time when the joint work plan was set up. So, really, if Chikane goes, then the joint work plan also goes.
In case the Kimberley process just says, yes, Mr. Chikane is no longer the appointed Kimberley process monitor, what do you do as Zimbabwe?
Then there's no monitor. There'll be no monitor. And we don't need all those arrangements. They're unprocedural, they're illegal, and we accepted them at the time hoping that we were dealing with people of honor. But they've proven to us that really they are using that joint work plan to frustrate our development. And we are not worried about what they do. But what we are only concerned about is what we did, which was accepted by the plenary, that we have complied, fully complied with the KPCS. So if they want to introduce things that are irrelevant to the whole purpose of the organization, then we would not be interested in all those new additions, which are necessary. If they want to introduce new requirements for KPC, those should apply to everybody. We have complied, not to Zimbabwe alone. They should not be KP for Zimbabwe and KP for others. It's a KP for all the participants and a KPC for all the members. So you can see really the duplicity and the hypocrisy of some people who think they are actually now developed the nation, who clearly fail to understand simple procedures. We are not going to have any monitor. If there has to be a monitor, he should be the monitor who has appointed together with the setting up of the joint work plan. They may wish to perhaps support his efforts, but not to remove him for any reason. Really, we have not been told why any particular individual who was elected and accepted as a monitor should be removed.